Welcome to Threads Through Creation. This work is the first part of a three-part series created by textile artist Jackie Parkinson. The complete work took Jackie 10 years and an estimated 25 million stitches. The full three-part series, exhibited as Threads Through the Bible, started touring cathedrals in 2025. Threads Through Creation looks at the story in the opening few pages of the Bible. It is an exhilarating love story with four key players: a good creator God, the two first humans, Adam and Eve, and the beautiful snake in the garden, who under the direction of a fallen angel instigates an evil plot. In this account, we catch a glimpse of our creator God and the beginnings of all things. The biblical account addresses questions like, what was the force behind the beginning of the universe? Why are we here? We see an almighty God conceiving in pure goodness a perfect and unique world, a loved creation and a loved humanity. We see Adam and Eve formed in the image of God, to be creative in all their relationships and in their care of the earth and all its creatures. Threads Through Creation is a story with so many truths, a story to help us understand the way things are now, a mixture of good and bad, a story that presents each of us with a choice, to live our own way or to live the Creator's way.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. At certain points, those with visual impairment are invited to touch the panels. Please respect that this privilege is granted only to those who are less able to appreciate the panels visually, as the panels will not withstand being touched repeatedly. Hands must be dry and free from any dirt or grease. This audio guide will direct you to a part of the panel that may be enjoyed through touch. For each panel, this audio guide will give the title of the panel, followed by the Bible text on which the panel is based. Then you will hear a short description of the panel. For certain panels, there will also be the invitation to those with visual impairment to touch the artwork.
Creation Panel 1. In the Beginning.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
We stand at the beginning of all things. We are presented with the majesty, the power, and the creativity of God. It's impossible to describe God, says the artist Jackie. But I decided to use a spiral which goes on forever and ever. I also used the colours of the rainbow for this spiral, because the rainbow is a sign of hope, reminding us of God's promise to remain faithful to us and to His creation. The multicolored spiral moves from the center outward to the edges. In fact, the spiral goes beyond the limits of the panel. God is not to be contained. Within the spiral are three parallel strands, referring to the three persons of the Godhead: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For Jackie, the Trinity is important for understanding God's nature as love. God as one person could not know love, but God as three persons can know and express the depth of love. In later panels, the artist repeats the rainbow colours and the spiral as a motif to signify the presence and glory of God. Stitched into the spiral, using a free-motion sewing machine, we can see hints of the creation to come. Everything that was made came out of God. For example, in the dark purple section on the middle right, we can see stars and the moon. And on the left-hand side, in the lighter purple section, we can make out butterflies, spiderwebs, worms, and fish. Across the panel are flashes made with real gold leaf. These convey God's energy and glory, which run through the entire universe. Creation, Panel 2. God spoke. Light.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 5.
God speaks and calls light into existence. Light will bring life and allow God to be revealed in his creation. The division of light and darkness is shown in the strong triangular blocks dominating the panel. The work of Dutch artist Maurice Escher gave Jackie the idea for this design because of his use of interlocking blocks of black and white in his work. These triangles meet and break into each other, suggesting that both light and dark are necessary and good. Quilting stitches cover the triangles in spirals, almost like ripples on a pond. The spirals reach back to the previous panel, pointing to the Creator. And the spirals ripple forward into the next panel with its theme of water. The top and bottom of this panel break out into the colours of the rainbow. The gold leaf strip running vertically on the right-hand side is like a signature for God's kingship. It runs through everything, both light and dark. We can see unfinished edges and untidiness in the quilting. Jackie comments, "I don't have the patience to do wonderful quilts to perfection. My work has a certain untidiness about it, grounding it in an imperfect world. It reminds us that our lives are fragile without neat edges." Creation, Panel 3. God spoke. Water.
And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. Genesis chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
Here we see water in all its forms. The dark clouds in the top left of the panel empty out thousands of raindrops. We can see fog and mist. There are running rivers, thunderous waterfalls, churning seas, and frozen snowflakes. The silver waterfalls are made of leather. In a playful detail, they trickle off the bottom edge of the panel. God's voice gathers the waters into one place to make the seas and the oceans. As they are gathered, the dry land appears. In the Bible, the depth and extent of the oceans are used poetically by the prophet Isaiah as a picture of how the whole earth will come to know God in all his fullness. This panel certainly presents us with depth and fullness. In construction, the white cotton fabric was painted before coloured silks were stitched on top. This combination of painting and stitching fabrics makes for high impact, even though the colour palette is largely blues and whites. On the vertical right-hand edge, we see snowflakes. These have been appliqued onto the main panel. Each one is in its own square box marked off with black edges. There is order and there is containment, even within the exuberance and excitement of creation. Look out in later panels to see where Jackie uses the small box design again. As a child, Jackie was told that each snowflake is unique. She claims that each one here is distinct too.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. This panel is full of the energy and movement of water. The lower half of the panel shows water streaming down into swirling spirals. Trace around the spirals if you wish with your fingers. Running vertically through the churning waves are three waterfalls made of thick silver leather. Feel the way the leather twists and turns as the waterfalls descend. They even flow right off the bottom edge of the panel.
Creation, panel 4. God spoke, a green earth.
Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11.
The whole earth is now filled with lush vegetation. In particular, God plants a garden, the Garden of Eden, where human beings can make their home. This panel is full of symmetry and full of surprises. The garden is contained within the main green square. At the centre of the garden are two trees. We will meet these trees again soon. The tree shown here with red fruit is the tree of life. The purple fruit hangs on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Both trees are attractive and appealing. The river flows from the centre of the garden in all directions, to the north, south, east and west. The river waters the garden and brings life, just as God's Spirit brings life. At the very top of the panel, in the centre, the radiant spiral tells us God is present. Likewise, God is present in the centre of the garden as a golden spiral on the tree of life. Jackie has filled each quadrant of the garden with different kinds of life. Look for the fruit, the vegetables, the mushrooms, and the flowers. And along the bottom of the panel, there's a mass of seaweed. There is abundance everywhere. The boxed border is stitched with seeds in all their variety. As the artist says, there is always more. Seeds are packed with life, life that can keep on changing and adapting. Creation is on the move. And I like the fact that the Creator's work is not done yet. Everything, including us, is a work in progress. Again, the artist has used painted cotton as a foundation layer with coloured silk fabrics on top. Most of the details in this panel are then achieved with thin strips of black silk and thick black thread. These are stitched onto brightly coloured strips of silk fabric, making a bold contrast. Here Jackie is deliberately creating the same visual effect as we might see in many stained glass windows. The borders on the left and right-hand edges are hints of what is to come. The moon and the stars will fill the skies in our next panel. Creation Panel 5. Universe, sparkle with lights.
And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky, to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 16.
In panel 2, God named light and dark as day and night. He now populates the day and night with sun, moon, and stars. The moon and the sun are glorious, shedding their light from the top of the panel. The main body of the panel is designed from a simplified star map with rather a lot of artistic license. All the same, the artist hopes that around 20 constellations may be recognizable to those familiar with the night sky. The plough, also called the Big Dipper, is set in the lower half so that children can see it easily. Jackie chose the North Star as the centre point of the panel because in past centuries it was a fixed navigation point for sailors. At the centre, we also have the spiral of God's presence, signifying that the Creator God is dependable and ready to guide us. The planets have been made with silver leather, making them stand out in the night sky. Shooting stars in the corners remind us of a system always in motion. On the left-hand border, the stars were made with three different techniques. Some are painted, some are appliqued as small leather stars, and others are outlined using strips of black silk. Along the bottom edge, our green watery Earth sits unique among the other planets, in a galaxy of wonderful extravagance. Creation Panel 6. Water and sky splash with colour.
And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.
Panel 6 picks up from panel 3, where we saw the waters above and the waters below. Now we see the skies and the sea being filled with life. In contrast to other panels with a limited colour palette, this one positively bursts with colour. The bright colours of the upper half are balanced by the glistening colours of the sea below. The panel is exuberant in its variety. The multicoloured macaw in the top right is in diagonal symmetry with the dancing dolphins. The line of migrating birds draws our eye through the skies down to the seas below. Glittering silver fish in metallic leather, forming a spiral, circle playfully in the sea. Around the edge, birds and sea creatures have been added using applique and stitched down in intricate detail. Sometimes the fabric has been cut away to reveal the colour beneath. Look, for example, at the pink seahorse on the left-hand edge. The use of boxes for the creatures means that scale is no problem. The killer whale and the lobster can sit next to each other regardless of size. And the boxes suggest that there are boundaries, as well as the freedom to fly and to play. Holding everything together and captivating our gaze is the wonderful rainbow spiral, reflected in the swirling design of the dancing fish.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. In the bottom right-hand quadrant, on the outer edge, the artist has placed a turtle. Explore the textures of the turtle with your fingers. Trace around the bumps on its back. Then, on its legs, feel the knobbly texture created by the thick, dense stitching. Then, moving left into the sea, follow the wavy lines of the water. In the lower centre of the panel, touch the smooth leather of the glittering fish.
Creation, Panel 7. Earth, dance with creatures.
And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds." Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, selected verses.
Now it is time to populate the green earth of panel 4. Land animals are created, and then the first humans. Jackie has created a scene full of harmony. There is ease between the monkey and the dog, between the man and the mouse, the rabbit and the elephant. There is variety and plenty of joy. Humans and creatures share the world, and together they delight in it. In the Bible story, Adam and Eve are the first humans, made in God's image. They are given a particular task, to care for all the animals, the birds, the fish, and the land. In so doing, they and their environment would thrive. Adam and Eve are shown sitting back to back, without clothing, in a position of trust. Their different coloured skins show that they represent all of us. The vertical edges use boxes to separate out the different images. On the left, we can see lots of creatures, definitely not to scale, displaying some of the variety of the insect world. On the right, each box contains the pattern of an animal skin, spots, stripes, swirls, and splodges. A variety of stitching techniques have been used to create texture. For example, the crinkly skin of the elephant is produced with dense black stitching on the grey fabric. The chunky marks on the giraffe skin are suggested by sewing patches onto the body of the giraffe. At the lower edge, Eve's foot dangles in the water near the frog and the water lily. Can you see the mass of frog spawn and tadpoles? I wonder how many tadpoles there are. Creation Panel 8. God rested, and it was all good.
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
What do we mean when we say God rested? In the Bible, rest is about completion and fulfillment. Here, the Creator enjoys all that he sees and pronounces it very good. It is finished. Likewise, Adam and Eve spend their first day resting and enjoying creation, so they can learn their place in the world. At the centre of this panel, we see the golden spiral of God's presence. Then, in concentric squares, the artist displays the whole creative sequence in summary form. Starting at the centre, you can pick out the themes from the previous seven panels. We can see light and dark, followed by water, then the green earth, and so on. The outermost square carries the footprints and skin patterns of all manner of animals. Maybe you can see the human fingerprints and footprints too. The artist Jackie says, "I wanted to show rest as a completion, so I placed all the 6 days of creation in the squares covering this panel." Another design feature is the white silk cross which dominates the panel, reaching across all creation. The cross is inseparable from the golden spiral, which represents God. This design intentionally hints at the future cross of Jesus, who will come and be the rest and fulfillment we need in our spoiled world. Creation Panel 9. Danger, a snake in the garden.
How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, "I will ascend to the heavens, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." But you were brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depth of the pit. Book of Isaiah, chapter 14, selected verses.
God's beautiful world includes risk. Will Adam choose to live his own way or follow God's way to live? God gave both the humans and the angels the freedom to choose to love and obey him or not to do so. This panel steps away from the narrative in the book of Genesis, drawing instead on the book of the prophet Isaiah. At the top of this panel, we see the obedient angels banishing the rebellious angel known as Lucifer or Satan. The angels stand in heaven, which is full of God's light and presence. They hold out their swords to banish Satan. Satan is shown as an alluring figure with glorious wings, with a beautiful snake running along his backbone. Later, he will take the form of a snake to deceive Adam and Eve. The snake becomes the representation of our choice to ignore God and to follow our own desires. Satan, also known as Lucifer, was traditionally the bearer of light. In this panel, he falls through large triangles of black and white. These triangles deliberately echo the creation of light and dark in panel 2. As you look more closely at the quilting stitches on these black and white triangles, you can see the same spiral motif is repeated again and again, symbolizing God's presence. In this way, the artist is suggesting that God has not abandoned his world. Even if we find ourselves in the dark places, God's presence is there too.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. As the angel Lucifer falls from heaven to earth, the snake lies along his spine. Follow the snake down the spine of the angel until you feel the snake's head resting on the back of the angel's head. The snake's head has bulging eyes on either side. The outline of the eyes has been worked in bold black stitches. The snake's forked tongue is smooth. His words are smooth. As you move your fingers back along the snake's head, you can feel the markings. A diamond on the head and triangles on the neck. The red and yellow markings have been made by cutting away the black fabric to expose the colored layers below. Just behind the snake's head, move your hand over the angel's wings. The lightweight metallic silk has been stitched in a scallop pattern to look like feathers on the wings.
Creation, panel 10. Two trees, two keepers.
In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Genesis chapter 2, selected verses.
Right at the center, we have the golden spiral of God's presence, sitting on the trunk of the tree of life. In contrast, below, we see the red snake coiled in imitation, as if to make himself like God. The snake sits on the trunk of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. These two trees were both at the center of the garden. God's command to man was to eat freely, including from the tree of life, but not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The decision to accept and love their Creator, or not, was the most important decision for Adam and Eve. Would they trust in God's goodness and wisdom and obey his limits? The blue background represents the river in the garden, which watered the garden and nurtured the seeds of life. The abundance of the plants and trees in the garden is shown in the varied leaf designs around the panel edge. Creation, panel 11. A critical choice.
"You will certainly not die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman took some fruit and ate it, and also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Selected verses from Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, through to chapter 3, verse 7.
The snake dominates and divides this scene as it slithers down the trunk of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve are separated from each other, looking in different directions. They both hold the fruit of this tree. Their joint decision to eat from the tree is the decision to follow the words of the snake rather than to follow the words of God. Each figure wears a crown of leaves, as if they have made themselves the lords of their own lives. And yet they now feel shame. So they hide their differences from each other, with leaves over the body parts that represent their sexual identity. Trust and intimacy has gone. They don't look each other in the eye. The background of the panel is the green of the garden. We can see seed pods stitched into the greens and yellows, just as we saw seeds in the background of the previous panel. But now the seeds are those of greed and dissatisfaction and evil. All creation will be affected by this choice. Creation Panel 12. Goodbye to Eden.
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3, selected verses.
This panel is striking in its geometric structure, almost as if the borders of the sections are emphasizing the boundaries and divisions which are now part of the created world. We see sorrow and isolation, but also glimmers of hope. In the top section stands the tree of life. As in earlier panels, God's presence is shown in the gold spiral. Around the spiral, the colourful rainbow gives us a message of hope. But for now, Adam and Eve can't have access to the fruit of the tree of life. It's guarded by angels and a sword which faces in all directions. The gift of God's eternal life is placed beyond the reach of men and women until they can be made good again. The snake is leading Adam and Eve from the garden, their sorrowful faces looking down at the ground. All of God's creatures are led away too, away from the abundant fruitful garden, into a fractured landscape, represented here by swamps, dry muddy earth, desert, jungle, and icy frozen lands. The animals bring their beauty and variety with them, yet they now walk alone. The harmony of panel 7 is gone. Along the right-hand vertical edge, we have the contrast of life and death. In the lower section, we see parts of a skeleton and a skull. Above that, the colourful phoenix wings its way upwards. It's a hint that this sad day doesn't have to be the end of the story. A new day will dawn.
Touching guide for the visually impaired. In the bottom right quadrant, Adam and Eve leave the garden. Adam's hair is soft to touch, with threads left loose. Above his head, feel the feathers of the dove. They are marked out with closely spaced lines. A flock of birds follows Adam. Touch the birds to feel their leather V shape. The land in the background is dry and stony. Maybe you can feel the rough silk of the stones behind Adam's legs.
The Bible account in Genesis assures us that we are not abandoned by God, and that he will bring about restoration. Thus, the artist has shown the lamb walking at Adam's feet as a symbol of Jesus, who will come and give his life to bring eternal life to men and women. And the dove hovering over Adam's head represents God's Spirit, who gives us both the desire and the power to live and love well.
This concludes the audio guide for the Creation series. This audio script was written by Francis Harris and Jackie Parkinson. The readers were Francis Harris and Jeremy Witten Spriggs. Audio production was by Ian Trill.